Today we're talking about Men in Kilts, the Scottish Sports episode, some discussions about the previous episode. I actually didn't bring this up last time, but I'm learning so much from this show. I had no idea there was so much fine dining in Scotland. I knew about the whiskey, because the whiskey part is kind of brought up in Outlander, so, but, you know, I am learning a little bit more about whiskey in America from, you know, immigrants from Scotland had brought whiskey over to America. So that's pretty cool. And then, you know, like, in the early 20th century, the moonshine, thing, I don't know. I think that has something to do with it. That's actually, NASCAR, where NASCAR got its roots was moonshine running. So you can maybe, you know, that's another sport that we can actually, you know, give credit to Scotland to, in a way. 'Cause that's what this whole episode is about the sports and stuff. And that's pretty cool. The synopsis for this episode says, Sam and Graham explore both classic and modern Scottish sports as they talk on everything from lifting stones and throwing the Highland Games hammer to golfing and rugby. And so, yeah, that was pretty cool in the episode. Sam actually lifted that stone, which I was pretty impressed. You know, I do MPC. Or, you know, I try to. I haven't been doing very good here lately. But anyway, that's my own problem. But anyway, this episode, you know, it starts out there. They go surfing, which I thought was so adorable. Because Graham McTavish gets out of the van and he's wearing a thing on his head to protect his hair. Y'all, the man's bald. Okay, but no, but it was really funny. My sister pointed out that it's probably because he burns easily, you know, and he was trying to protect his head. That could be a reason too. So, but I thought that was adorable. But anyway, and then they get out there and they're surfing and stuff, and Sam is doing the whole bra thing and everything. But anyway, they get back in the van and they're driving there and they're talking about what they're going to do today. And Sam is like, you know, I can't remember what he says. But he says bra or something like that. And of course, Graham is like, please let that be the last time you do this. So anyway, they're talking about how Sam is sporty and stuff. And of course, they show him working out and stuff, doing his NPC. They didn't talk about it in this episode, but that's actually some footage from his promotion video of him working out for NPC. But anyways, that's not the point of this episode. They show footage of him and Graham and Sam together on Outlander doing the game Shinty, and of course. Sam starts talking about how it has roots with hockey and lacrosse, I think is what he said. So that's pretty cool because that's a pretty old game to Scotland. And so that's two sports right there that come from Scotland. So I thought that was really neat. And then, of course, Graham points out that they used to use it for sword play or practicing their sword fighting and stuff. So that's what three sports already and we haven't even, you know, gotten into this episode and they've already pointed out three sports that are original to Scotland. So like I said, I'm learning so much from this show. I never knew that so many of the modern sports we play today come from Scotland. I knew that about golf, you know. I knew golf came from Scotland, but I had no idea, like, hockey and even rugby kind of looks kind of like a form of American football. The only difference, and they pointed out in the episode, was that, you know, they don't wear pads like our football players do. So that I thought that was really cool. And then, of course, you know, the voiceovers, you know, they're talking about the Scottish Highland Games and how that tradition, it's kind of, you know, it started in the Victorian era, and but they may have been inspiration to what our modern Olympics are. So that's, again, another thing that has come from Scotland that we do today in modern times. But anyway, so, you know, Graham and Sam, they have this bet going on that whoever loses throughout this they do a bunch of different sports, and whoever gets the most points, you know, the loser will have to swim in the Atlantic Ocean or go skinny dipping in the Atlantic Ocean, I should say. And so anyway, they go through all these little various sports. They lift the rocks. Sam actually lifts the rock, which is, I thought, wow, you know, it doesn't surprise me because, you know, he's very fit and he's very, you know, but, it you could tell it was heavy. And then, of course, Graham walks back over there and he knocks it off the thing, off the other rock, the boulder. And I was just like, you little butthole, you know? Sorry. But still, I mean, I was proud for Sam, and everybody was. When Sam did it, everybody was proud for him. But then, you know, Graham goes over there and knocks it off the thing. But anyway, then they go and they... They're doing the hammer throwing, and Sam throws the 20-pound hammer, and Graham throws the 16-pound hammer. Graham's goes further than Sam's, but Graham wins this point. So, but anyway, and then they go do the golfing, which... this time, I think Graham actually did have the better upper hand on this one, because he's just better, you know. And they're doing the golf and stuff, and Graham wins this point because he gets his ball further. And then they do the rugby training and stuff, and Graham wins that one too. So it was pretty cool. So anyway, needless to say, Sam, he lost, okay? Are we really sad about that, ladies, though? I mean, come on. We got to see Sam Hewen. We got to see him go skinny dipping in the Atlantic Ocean. So, but yeah, that's how this episode ends. And that's pretty much my thoughts on it. Like I said, I'm learning so much. I mean, there are so many throughout this whole episode, different sports that come from Scotland that I didn't even realize came from Scotland. So that I thought that was pretty cool. But that's gonna wrap up this discussion of the episode. Y'all stay tuned for trivia. So, in this segment, you know, I looked up some trivia about Scotland, and I wrote it down. It says, as part of the United Kingdom, English is the official language of Scotland. Gaelic is still used by a small percentage of the population, mostly in the north and west. In 2005, the Scottish Parliament read and passed the Gaelic Language Scotland Act of 2005. Making Gaelic an official language of Scotland, have an equal status with English. So that's pretty interesting. I thought that was really cool. I know that doesn't have anything to do with the episode we just watched, because it's all about sports and stuff. But I want to share some trivia about Scotland. Like I said, I'm learning so much about Scotland. Not only, you know, through watching this show, but also doing research to do this podcast. So I did not know that about, the Gaelic. So it's an official language for Scotland. It has just as much status as English does. So yeah. Anyway, y'all stay tuned. I've got some, show facts about men in kilts in the next segment. So y'all stay tuned for that. I think I need to actually find a different separator right there, because this isn't really news. It's show facts that I found on the show that I'm going to be sharing in the podcast. It's from Mental Floss. It says that the idea for Men in Kilts began as a podcast. While McTavish had long dreamed of developing a travel series based on Scotland, many plans, the show was actually Hewan's brainchild. Sam called me one day. He said, "Hey, what if I've been hearing about podcasts?" McTavish tells Mental Floss, "I had to really pretend I knew what he was talking about. Like, oh yeah, podcasts. Great, great." 2 days later, the plan had evolved into crafting a Scottish TV travel series pilot. In 2019, on their own dime, using a small team and a rented camper van, the pair shot the pilot. By 2020, they'd sold the concept to Starz. So that's pretty interesting. Like I said in the last episode, I knew that they had originally wanted this to be a podcast. So yeah, anyway, I don't have any feedback this time, but like, if y'all want to send me feedback, the best place to find me is on Facebook at facebook.com/group/talkingaboutfunthings, and then also I have a Twitter. It's at talkingaboutfu1. My email is talkingaboutfunthings@yahoo.com, and then I have recently started a Instagram, which is at talkingaboutfunthings. So yeah, y'all, if y'all want to get a hold of me to leave feedback, those are some areas y'all can do that at. And that's gonna do it for this episode. Y'all keep having fun.